Hello, welcome to Astro Podcast. I am Jody Shirami. This is my weekly astrology podcast, and this is for the week of March 15th through March 22nd. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Astro Podcast is filmed on Studio Cloud 9.
How was your week? I hope it was nice and relaxing, or if not, a little bit of what you wanted. Maybe you got to do some reading or relaxing. So here we go. This is the week. Last week it began slowly, quietly, but this week it picks up in the full steam as we head into Aries season and the equinox, the spring equinox, which usually is March 20th through April 20th, but because of the leap year day on the 29th of February, this year Aries season begins on March 19th and ends on April 19th of this year, okay? If it is your birthday coming up, happy birthday to the Aries as we end Pisces season. So today, Friday, on March the 15th, the moon is in Gemini. It's in its last leg of being in Gemini. And it's having some meetings that are very uncomfortable for the moon. So we're going to feel a little irritation maybe this weekend with Mercury in Aries. Also being very vocal about how they feel. Things can ratchet up a little bit, conversations, the way we speak to each other. But then the moon's going to shift into Cancer, and so we'll start to feel a little bit more emotional and feel our feelings more. And so that will offset a little bit of that Mercury in Aries situation going on, where we might feel the need to say things that we shouldn't say. As we've talked about, the North Node is in Aries currently, with the South Node being in Libra. That's the axis that we're on right now. And so Mercury is going to meet up, whoever goes through Aries is going to meet up with the North Node and with Chiron the Comet, the Great Healer, who is likened to the centaur in the sky with the bow and arrow. He's also a warrior that was wounded, and now he helps and heals other people. And Chiron at the North Node is really helping us to heal our inner wounds, our childhood wounds, our wounds, and to learn to love ourselves and forgive others. And try not to be so judgmental, you know, and that's really difficult for people that are born near Virgo. It's easy to be critical. And again, that's the opposite of Pisces axis, Pisces Virgo, which will be the next North and South node coming up. So the themes of Pisces here are going to run through the whole year as the North node and South node will start to shift into this area of Pisces and Virgo. We'll be dealing more and more with that, especially with the Pisces theme really running through the whole year, because again, Neptune and Saturn are still in Pisces, and every planet has to go through Saturn and Pisces for the next couple of years. So it's a big deal. And then Saturn's going to meet up with Neptune in February 2026, as they both start to shift out and going into Aries. So there's a lot of stuff getting ready to happen. And we really need to be preparing ourselves for what's to come, because it could be happening quick. And you want to be prepared for that. Thank you. Love ya. So these are the things we have to think about as the time goes on. And then on the 19th, the sun shifts into Aries. The sun shifts into Aries. Just before that, it had a meeting with the moon in Cancer meeting up. And the moon in Cancer with the sun in Pisces meeting up late on the 18th really helps us to hone in on our feelings and our intuition, to really, really trust that intuition during these times. Because of this activation in Pisces happening, Pisces is boundlessness. There is no borders for Pisces. And so in that way, you can get lost here. You can become unbound, and you could lose your mind. You could forget rules exist. You could do all kinds of things here. But the best way to use Pisces is to dream big. And with the sun heading into Aries now, our core of who we are will want to get something going. We'll want to be working on something innovative and leader. And let's go. And the sun loves being in Aries because the sun is unfeathered here. And the sun really wants to shine its light at its brightest. And that's when the days are starting to get longer with the clock jumping back the other day, right? During Oscar Sunday. So we're going to need more energy. The sun's going to help us with that. We're going to get more motivated, get out there, do things, you know, get ourselves into shape, get ourselves ready again for the next winter that's going to come. We're not out of winter yet, but we're very close. Next week, we are out of winter. Well, actually, because the sun moves into Aries on the 19th, Aries season begins then. But the equinox isn't until the 20th or 21st. Because of the way the earth is shifting, because of the extra day we added this year, right? So with the equinox coming, more days, longer days, more sun, more grass, more flowers growing everywhere, right? So this is what we're preparing ourselves for. And the sun is going to have a meeting with the moon in Leo, connecting with the sun in Aries, because they're both fire signs. And they're going to be having a nice talk. But also Pluto will be involved because Pluto's also at that 1 degree, the beginning degree. And every planet that goes into 1 degree of something now will always be having interaction with Pluto until it shifts into 2 degrees, which is next year. So here we go. Pluto, being very active in Aquarius, is opposite of Leo. So it's the opposite of the Leo moon. And it's also having a nice little meeting with the sun in Aries. So all these signs pinging off of each other is really bringing surprising changes. Things can be happening quickly, surprisingly. And with Venus meeting up with Neptune, it could do wonders for your wallet because Venus rules over money and love and all things tangible on Earth, right? Venus. And it's exalted in the sign of Pisces, so it has extra power here. And Uranus and Jupiter are involved with all this. And again, we're going to bring in the surprising, shocking changes. God bless us. I hope things come true. I hope wishes come true for us right now. I hope and pray for everyone. And, you know, with Mercury here in Aries, it's also getting ready to move closer to the North Node. And also Chiron, the wounded healer. So as Mercury heads into that area, Mercury will be giving us some thoughts and ideas that are very profound. Because the North Node, again, is where we go, we're leading into the Aries energy there, which is innovation, ahead of its time in a lot of ways, very forward, very aggressive, and that's a good time for all of us who want to do good things to have that happen. Because Mars is also getting ready to move into Pisces. And when Mars moves into Pisces, it's not very comfortable here. It isn't a physical Mars here. It doesn't enjoy being here because it has to relax and dream. And Mars is go, 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 go energy. So having Mars here would be like having a spiritual warrior, a person that fights for peace and love and tranquility through these types of things that podcasts about spirituality, writing poetry about spirituality, trying to get people excited about themselves, to love themselves, so there's more peace on earth, so we can raise, you know, more loving children and grandchildren. We can teach them all the things they need to know, whatever they want to know. Let their minds grow and wander and ask questions and, you know, and keep the conversation going. So Mercury moving in here, also meeting up with Chiron, The way we communicate, the way we move around in the world with each other is going to be more healing. Hopefully we'll be more caring and loving towards ourselves, and we can share it with others. You know, having a dog is very good for you who have anxiety, or a cat, any animal you can hug. I'm not saying not to love your dog as much as you want. I was just merely saying last week that I don't think it's right to think that a dog is the same as a child. And I'm not saying you do think that. I'm just saying that, you know, when there's children starving, it's just difficult to, you know, think that something else is more important than a baby. You know, that's how I feel a lot of times about babies. I just feel they're so, you know, it's a human. And I get all the protesting going on about pro-life and everything. I get that, you know, but people have choices that they need to make for their own bodies. And that's another thing with Mercury going through a meeting up with Chiron, is forgiveness, understanding what happens in the world. There is a reason or no reason. It's just the way it is. And accepting it as part of what's happening right now in the world is that we're trying to learn how to forgive and forget. Forgetting is very difficult. Forgiving, you can kind of forgive a little bit easier, but the forgetting is difficult. So a lot of times, that's what we have to work on. With Mercury going to Chiron, we can forgive ourselves for being mean today, stepping on an ant today accidentally, or whatever it is you did, having some ice cream, you know, whatever it is. You can forgive yourself and understand it's not the worst thing in the world, right? And if it is the worst thing in the world, then, you know, you got to really meditate and figure out why you did things like that. You know, what motivates you to be that way? So, on the 21st, Sunday, on St. Patty's Day, happy St. Patrick's Day to all the Irish and to my family that are half Irish here, and their dad's pretty much Irish. So happy St. Patty's Day. I think we'll definitely be trying to make a cabbage dinner that we like. But anyways, on St. Patty's Day, with the sun meeting up with Neptune, we're going to have those, you know, fantastical ideas that we get from some of Ireland's best poets and writers who I studied in college. And yes, we'll be looking for our little leprechauns and the four-leaf clover, which is represented by the four clubs in the deck of cards. The four clubs is that. Okay, so with this happening, our dreams are going to be very expansive, very fantastical. It's a great day to watch a movie. Maybe we'll go watch Dune that day. And these are the things you want to do with this transit, and also dream big. And again, everything that has gone through Saturn is now coming through Neptune, so it's been checked to see if it's practical. And yes, and now it's in Neptune phase of making it possible, the dream come alive, right? So that's going to be a great day on St. Patty's Day. Really enjoy that day. And then the next day, on the 18th, Mercury has some meetings. Disagreement that the moon is having for a little bit of the time. And then also Venus will be meeting up with Saturn. And again, that helps us to really think about what it is we value and check in on ourselves. And maybe some of those things were delusional, what we wanted. And Saturn's here to say, let's check it out. Again, every planet that goes through Pisces right now will be meeting up with Saturn and Pisces. So the next step is Venus will be meeting up with Pisces, and that's a little bit later on. I'll talk about that in a minute. And also Venus meeting up with Saturn, and the Sun is meeting up with Neptune as it starts to leave and head into Aries season on the 19th. the Sun meets up with Neptune, and here we go with our big dreams, and we hope they come true. And again, we're going to be very fantastically dreaming and easily veer off into the metaverse and not into reality. In terms of Venus, we'll be meeting up with the North Node and with Chiron that we just spoke about. And the Sun in Aries is going to be having that meetup with Pluto, having, you know, really solidify some of these things that we're thinking about changing in ourselves at the core level, because the Sun represents our core, what we're here on Earth to do, what's our purpose. That's our Sun. So if your Sun's in Aries, it's really going to hit you, especially at the first beginning degrees of Aries. You know, you're born in the, like, the first week of Aries season, let's say, the first decan. You might be feeling this the most right now, as the Sun moves through your sign. You know, the Sun's going to meet up with the North Node, and then the Sun will meet up again with Chiron. So there's a lot of healing going on in Aries right now, and that's what it's about with the North Node. And now Chiron there, it's about healing and the inner child, especially because Aries is very innocent. It's the first sign of the zodiac. This is an astrological new year. And Aries has nothing behind it. It isn't born with a past like that. There's no, they are the first, they're the baby. You know, whatever they can remember will be like how a baby, right, remember how to play a piano, let's say something like that. See what I mean? And then on the 22nd is when Mars enters Pisces. And Mars entering Pisces also helps with that Sun in Aries meeting up with Pluto. The Mars energy there entering Pisces is in between these two signs that are also meeting up, the Sun and Pluto, and then Mars is in the middle there. So Mars is really helping push this agenda, getting it into our consciousness spiritually. Because again, Mars isn't very super active here. It's more active as a warrior, spiritual warrior, trying to help you to heal with the help of Aries and Chiron. And Venus moving around also in Pisces. So there's all these things happening, and it's a big week. And then Mars moves into Pisces, and the Sun moves into Aries, and Mercury's there also now with the Sun. So there's all these things happening. And then the Leo moon comes in at the end of the week to make all these things happen while the Sun is in Aries, where the Sun loves being in Aries, is exalted there. And now the Sun, and now the Leo moon is also having a nice tit-a-tat with that. So there's a lot of fire energy coming in here to kind of spark a little bit of that water energy of the Pisces energy and also the Cancer moon. There's a little water happening for our emotions to get perked up, especially with Mercury moving into meet up with Chiron, so we can start to love and heal ourselves and find new ways to be, new ways to see what it is we want to be and what it is that we want. Because right now the planets want to give you that. You just have to focus on what it is you want, and then it can happen for you as you work also on some energy here. Right, with Mars and Pisces, the spiritual energy will help you to love what you do more, care more, have a reason for doing it, which is really what we want a lot of times when we feel empty. Like, well, I'm just here working, blah, 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 doing this, and I don't feel any reward for that. I don't feel anything, right? So here's your chance to kind of see what would make you happy in your job or whatever it is you do. Also inside, love. The spiritual part of you, how you can share that with other people. And it all reflects back to you how you share your energy with other people, right? And a lot of times you understand that, you know, with this Mercury in Aries, you can have that ability to say, hey, you know, I'm not interested in that energy, you know. So use all this time to really find out what makes you happy, because the universe wants you to be happy, okay? God bless you. Sending lots of love. Hugs and kisses. until next week, and thank you for coming by. See you next week. Aries season.